is the Steve Harvey Morning Show, 96.3 WHUR, sounds like Washington. Okay, so now let's swing it on over to Bobby Gales right now, along with a special guest. Good morning again, Bobby.
And good morning to you as well, Shirley. So I'm talking to the parents out there and, of course, to those students out there who want to go to college. The 17th annual Alfred Street Baptist Church HBCU College Festival is Saturday, February 23rd. My guest to give us all the details is Miss Barbara Florville. She is the youth minister over at the church. Barbara, good morning, and welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I am fantastic. How about yourself?
I'm doing well.
Good, good. So, Barbara, let's talk about this festival, the 17th annual HBCU College Festival. What can people expect when they attend?
Alfred Street is doing something really huge. Our kids have the unique opportunity to not just meet with admissions counselors, but they have the opportunity to have on-site admission, they have on-site interviews, they also have the opportunity to have their application fee waivers given to them on-site as well. But in addition to all of that, this year, again, Facebook is coming back on board to celebrate community and diversity. We're just so excited that Facebook is intentional about pouring back into our particular community, but also the larger Black community.
Okay, so give us the details, where, when, and a website.
Walter E. Washington Convention Center, Saturday, February 23rd from 8 to 3:30. And you can register online at alfredstreet.org. There's a link right there, right when you get on the page. It says HBCU College Festival. You cannot miss it. Mm-hmm. We want to emphasize the event is free, but you must register.
Exactly.
Some exciting things about the festival is that just last year, schools have given away $5 million in scholarship monies to kids who have attended. And this year, we're expecting to exceed that.
Wow.
So you definitely want to be there. There is no reason for why your child should not attend, at least to try to see if there's a school out there for them and potentially even get accepted on site with some money at that.
That's what it's all about, right?
Yes.
There you go. Well, Barbara, I want to thank you very much for sharing this information with our listeners. And as always, keep up the great work.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. That's Barbara Florville, the youth minister at the Alfred Street Baptist Church. Okay, let's take a look at traffic. Tony, what do you have for us?
Thanks, Bobby. This check on traffic is sponsored